You're listening to the Story Selling Podcast, where we help you create better content, double your impact and your revenue through the power of story and sales psychology. Here's your host, digital marketing strategist and founder of the Story Selling Masterclass, 16 Ramos.
Welcome back, everyone, to our special journey through the 12 days of sales psychology. This is our last episode in the series. I can't believe it. Merry Christmas Eve. If you're listening to this at Christmas Eve, well, I'm touched and impressed. I do hope that you're having a wonderful holiday celebration wherever you're listening from. I'm so excited to share today's topic with you, which is the intriguing foot in the door technique. But before we dive in, if you missed our episode yesterday on priming, do check it out after this one. And I also want to answer a question that some of you have sent me over social media about what's next after this series now that it's done after this episode. Well, in January, we'll be back with fresh episodes and we're switching to a weekly schedule. So one episode a week with topics that'll still cover brand storytelling, but we'll also explore other stories that involve culture, events, people, and social behaviors that influence the way people think. So January is just around the corner, you guys, so make sure you're following our podcast so we can continue to keep you company. For now, let's uncover the super cool foot in the door technique. The concept is simple yet powerful. You start by getting someone to agree to a small request, and once they've agreed, you have a better chance of getting them to agree to a larger request. But why does this work? And what's happening in our brains when we say yes to that initial small ask? Imagine this scenario. You're shopping at the supermarket, and someone asks you to sample some jam. You taste it. Turns out it's really good. And then they ask you if you want to try their smallest jar. Chances are you're more likely to purchase because you've already committed to that initial taste test. This is the foot in the door technique in a nutshell. The reason this technique is so effective in marketing is because of a human desire, a basic human desire to be consistent. Once we've committed to something, no matter how small, our brain likes to stay consistent with our initial action. It's a bit like opening a door, a crack. Once it's open, it's easier to push it all the way. Neurologically, when we agree to that first smaller request, it activates the areas of our brain associated with reward and decision making. This creates a kind of cognitive momentum. Once we've said yes once, our brain is primed to say yes again. Studies have shown that the foot-in-the-door technique can increase compliance with a large request by up to 76%. That's a significant leap, and it demonstrates the power of starting small. Let's look at some real-world examples. Dropbox is a classic case. They start by offering you free storage space, and then, once you're using and enjoying the service, they offer additional space for a subscription fee. It's a small initial commitment that leads to a larger one. Another example is Amazon Prime. Amazon first offers a free trial of Prime. Once customers experience the benefits of free shipping and entertainment, they're more likely to pay for continued service. And then there's the beauty industry. Companies often give away free samples. Once customers try and like the product, they're more likely to purchase the full-sized product. So how can you implement this technique? For personal brands, especially those in the digital content space, start by offering something small for free, maybe an ebook or a mini course. Once your audience sees the value in your free content, they're more likely to invest in your paid offerings. For those in the service industry, say in consulting or coaching, you could offer a free initial consultation. The small commitment can lead to a full coaching program or a long-term consulting engagement. And in a product-based niche, you could offer a small free product sample as a gift. Once customers experience the quality of your product, they're more inclined to make larger purchases. Hopefully, these examples are inspiring some ideas. Share yours. I'd love to hear it. Visit 16ramos.com, get in touch with me, or type in your thoughts in the Q&A box if you're listening on Spotify. And if you want more ideas on how to infuse your marketing with some proven psychology, here's a book for you. It's called From Browsers to Buyers. I wrote this to help you use sales psychology principles with storytelling so that you can convert more customers through compelling content. You can find it on 16ramos.com. As we wrap up today's episode and our series, I want to take a moment to thank each and every one of you. Your love and support throughout this year have been overwhelming. From my social media followers to my podcast listeners to the masterclass students, you've all been a part of this amazing story that I know will only blossom into an even more beautiful one in the coming years. And as we turn the page towards the end of this year, remember that every story we've shared, every lesson we've learned, brings us closer in this journey of growth and discovery. So, as we celebrate this festive season, let's cherish the stories we've created together and look forward to the new ones we'll write in the coming year. Merry Christmas, everyone, and a Happy New Year. May it be filled with joy, success, and endless opportunities. Until next time, keep weaving those stories that make your business and life fun and uniquely yours. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm gonna go to bed.